Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey, listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who've been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now, you may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that a lot of college students seem to have experienced, which are college parties. And according to some guy on Quora, 30% of U.S. college students party as much as possible, averaging around 3 times a week, which in my opinion is a lot. I'm an introvert, so I think that number kind of scares me. Yeah. I just feel like that's like y'all don't have homework to do or something. I don't know.
For real, you don't have jobs to be working.
Right. And I feel like it's so weird to go to a party like any other day besides like the weekend.
Yeah.
That's just me though. That's just me. If that's you, do you. But like, that's just me. That's what I think. We also created like a list of types of partiers. Me and Caroline have both been to parties before. So like, we kind of have an understanding or like, you know, a vague understanding of like what type of partiers are at these parties. So the first one we said was like the dancer. I guess this is just the one that like steals the floor and just makes it their own and acts like they're like literally the only person on the dance floor.
Then we have the designated driver, the DD. There's always someone. Usually they're also like the mom of the group too for the night.
Yes, this is true. And then we have the yakker. Yes, there has not been classic. A single party that I've gone to where I haven't seen somebody throw up. Just saying, it's crazy.
Then we also have the loud one. There's always just someone that's so extremely loud at the party.
I feel like also these are like mainly guys, and these are like the ones that were like the class clown in high school or something.
Yeah.
And then we have the smokers. I feel like I've always seen like a little group of like people in the corner just passing around some smoking substance, something. They're doing something in that corner and I'm seeing smoke in the air and it's all foggy. So
yeah. And then our last one is the ones that are like in the corner and have nothing or something else better to do, which honestly can sometimes be me if I get a little overstimulated at a party.
Yes, I agree. Also, if the party's kind of dead, I'm the one that's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I kind of don't want to be. And if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, let us know which one you are down below. All right, so let's get into these submissions. So the very first one says, the girls are so nice, like always complimenting everyone and checking up on how everyone is doing. They're so sweet. The guys are all right, LOL, but the music is good though. I mean, I would have to agree with this. I think this is very true. Like drunk girls that are of age, of course, are the nicest people I think I've ever met, I swear. Like,
yeah,
once a girl gets a little liquor in her system, she will compliment anyone
that is 2 feet away from her.
Yeah, anybody that is in her vision. Like,
yeah.
And I can say, like, I am honestly one of these girls. Like, I remember going to a party and I was literally, I had a little but too much to drink, and I was literally complimenting every single girl that I came across, like came in contact with. I was like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God, your hair is so beautiful. They're like, oh my gosh, thank you. I don't know. I live for that. I think it's so fun. I would also say if you find yourself, these are for the ladies, but if you find yourself in like a dangerous situation at a party, run to the nearest girl group. Like they'll keep you safe for sure because they're always making sure that like you're good. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, especially.
And always go to parties with groups of people that you know, well, that you can trust.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That will keep you safe and you can keep them safe.
Yeah, for sure. Because honestly, I don't know about you, but like, I don't feel comfortable like drinking if I'm like there with people that I don't feel safe with.
And for the next one, it says, one time I went to this mansion party in the middle of nowhere with some friends. It was super far from campus, and I just decided to go last minute. I was on my period, and I usually have really bad cramps, but that night I took some medicine to help the pain. As the night went on, the medicine wore off, and my cramps were the worst they've ever been. So bad I could barely walk. And since there was like six of us, I had to fit in this tiny car, which was even more uncomfortable on the way home. Oh, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah, that does not sound fun at all. I'm so sorry you went through that. Can I just say that sounds absolutely horrific? I would cry. I would literally cry.
I get some of the worst period cramps in the whole world, so I don't even know how this person even got out of bed.
Yeah, with
Insane.
like no heating pad, like
Oh my
no,
God,
like
yeah.
nothing, like just completely raw dogging it because, like, I'm guessing that she didn't have any other, like, medicine with her, or else she probably would have taken it, to make her feel better or whatever. But like just completely raw dogging it, like no medicine, no heating pad, and then having to drive like back home. And like, I don't know how far away it was, but like it seemed pretty far. Oh no, that's just the worst. I can't. For the next submission, this one says, one time I went with a group of friends to a frat party that they were hyping up all night, saying it was going to be so amazing. When we get there, you can barely even move. The place is so small, and there's so many people crammed into it, like a living room. And I can't even hear my friends trying to talk to me. And it feels like 90 degrees. Luckily, we were able to make our way outside and we met some cool people. And then we eventually went to Village Cafe and ate cheese fries. LOL. Okay, I want to say this low key sounds kind of fun. Only because a good situation came out of like a not so fun situation,
Yeah, that's
S
true.
yeah. So I feel like that's like sounds kind of fun. But also like I've been to like one party where it's been like that, where like it's so crowded. Richmond houses and places and
They're
whatever
just
just are s
so built so small.
yes, they are so tiny. And I'm like, bro, what the heck? Like, half of these restaurants that I go to and somewhere in Richmond, like, you've been to Bovine, right? So small. Like, I'll be trying to pick up my food and I, like, can't even get through the aisle because it's so small. Like, imagine having to, like, work there and be a server. Oh, that just sounds. No, I've been to quite a few parties like that where it's just so crowded. And then because of all these bodies and everybody sweating, like, it's so
It's
hot in
just,
there.
yeah, it's just so uncomfortable.
Yes, and I'm like rubbing up against sweaty people. Like, get away from me, bro. I can't. I hate that. I hate it. It's so gross.
Agree with, I love after getting food after parties, though. Like Village Cafe
Oh,
cheese
yeah.
fries.
Yes, I do too. Like late at night, sometimes I go to like bodegas. Bodegas, yeah. Yeah, they have like I always get like the wrap. Ugh. So, like it just some places hit like really late at night, like once you're coming back from like a party or whatever, or like a night out. Yeah, it's so
Canes when it
fun.
was open.
Oh
Rest in peace,
yeah.
Canes.
Well, they opened a new one, but it's
Is
kind
the
of
chicken
farther.
they will it's like the new it's like the chicken coop
Oh, yeah, that one.
under,
I've heard about that one. It doesn't sound great. Like I've heard that it's not good, so. But I was saying that they opened like a new Cane's like on Arthur Ashe Boulevard. Yeah. So it's like brand new and people, it's like the line is literally out the door like half the time whenever I
Oh my God, it's probably
drive
gonna be
past
like
there.
that for months.
Yeah, I'm suspecting that too. But well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give more advice. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show and check out our other Free Voice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network. And to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you next week.